I'm quite pleased with Simon Marks, and generally I'm delighted with him for the quality of the coverage that he supplies. But I've just noticed that James Mates of ITV has picked up Simon Marks of LBC for a semantic mistake that I make all the time. Here it is. The Democrats failed their first big election test of 2020 at the Iowa caucuses. As the Iowa caucuses become a fiasco, I'm live momentarily without Mr. James O'B on LBC. And momentarily is one of my Achilles heels, as you know. And James Mates of ITV, obviously a far superior broadcaster to either Marks or me, says, unless your appearance is to be very brief, I'm sure that you mean in a moment. Because momentarily doesn't mean soon. It means very, very, very briefly. Simon?
Morning, James. You know, James Mates has been correcting my script since about 1984, possibly 86, I think.
Well, it's a mistake that I make as often, or possibly even more often than you do, so I'm just glad that we're comrades in error.
He's vastly superior on the linguistic front, clearly.
To Iowa, then, Simon.
Yes, and the fiasco. And a fiasco it is indeed. Just as the Democrats were hoping to demonstrate on the national stage their competence, their readiness, that they were greyhounds in the traps, just eager for an opportunity to take over in the Oval Office after this November's presidential election, they have got enormous amounts of omelette all over their faces. The Iowa caucus results have still not been announced. They should have been announced several hours ago. They are still telling us that we will start hearing the results of those caucuses in which the Democrats vying for the right to become the party's presidential candidate this November have been vying against one another. The first of the nation experience in which real votes are cast as part of this presidential election process. And it's all gone disastrously wrong because apparently of the failure of an app, a specially designed app that was created to tabulate the results all over the state, apparently failed. And as a result of that, the results are all having to be telephoned in to the Democrats' call center in the middle of Iowa, tabulated there, and only once that process has completed will the results be released. But even after the results are released, whoever wins, whoever loses, whether it's Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, or Pete Buttigieg, or any of the others, I think we are in for a long period of legal challenges to these Iowa results and, you know, really an embarrassing humiliation for a Democratic Party that needs to show that it's competent and can organize and run not just a country, but a pretty simple election in Iowa.
And, I mean, of course, the old question of whether something is cock-up or conspiracy becomes pertinent here. It's clearly the former, but one presumes that won't prevent bad actors on the other side of American politics from pretending that they believe it's the latter, that they think something has been rigged or that there's a conspiracy underway. Provide no details, throw the words into the mix and watch as the base laps it up. Am I right or am I right?
Well, I think you are right. I mean, I think there are still questions to be answered about what exactly happened. Democrats in Iowa have said this was not the result of any kind of hacking attack, although that was obviously the first immediate thought that many people started wondering about. But they are going, I think, to have to provide some kind of accountability and transparency over precisely what went on here. Because, I mean, first of all, why you needed an app for this is a big question. Maybe they should have asked Huawei to build it rather than outsourcing it to whoever they outsourced it to. But, you know, secondly, I mean, what does the app have to do? It has to add up numbers. I mean, everybody's telephone can do that. So, I mean, once again, you know, those of us with memories of the George Bush Al Gore election catastrophe in Florida and the hanging chads there. I mean, how difficult is it to organize a pretty basic primary election in a sparsely populated, largely agrarian state in the middle of the country? If you can't do that, what exactly can you do?
A question almost as rhetorical in tone and delivery as Mrs. Merton's famous one to Debbie McGee. Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your time. And if you're lucky, you might hear Simon's voice again on this radio station in the course of today. But